adesso parte il tiro, rete, 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 un gol straordinario.
Welcome to Rated This Way, a calcio podcast that brings you the latest and greatest news from the world of Serie A and European soccer. My name is Michael D'Angelo, and with us as always, we have Paolo Nobiloni-Mangoni.
Welcome back, everyone.
We've got a Mr. Chris Baselli.
Hello, everybody.
We've got Julian Gigi D'Angelo.
How's everybody doing tonight?
I forgot that was your thing for a second, and it makes me laugh every time.
Kids can call you Hoju.
Yes. Paul, this Rumore, this edition of Rumore, the song on YouTube that we're playing here, has 907,000 views. How many do you think we've contributed?
I don't know. Hopefully, a very big percentage of that, but I doubt it.
Well, I would say us. Specifically us, probably, you know, maybe a handful, but you probably
me probably
a quarter of a million.
Probably. Like I said, for me it's my favorite Rafaela Carras song, without any question.
We all have our favorite.
Yeah, exactly.
Rafaela Carras song.
Yeah, what's yours?
I'm gonna go with Rumore.
what Julian said.
Is not Tanti Aguri, Michael?
I'm gonna go with also Rumore. I think that's I probably couldn't name you one other song.
And I think we've had them on the show.
We've had probably one other song. I think that's maximum what we've had.
There's Pedro.
That's a soccer player.
Yeah, funny. There's a song called Pedro. There's Fiesta.
Fiesta.
There's Tuca Tuca.
Tuca Tuca. Maybe we played Tuca Tuca. I think we played Tuca Tuca when he went to Inter. On Tuco.
Oh, yeah.
Tuku.
Tuku.
Tuku. Tuku. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we played that.
Yeah. So, anyway, like I said, I prefer Rumore, but that's just me. Well, it seems like all of you prefer Rumore, but there again.
I'm not gonna lie, I just said that because I don't know any other songs.
Exactly. I think
I figured that, yeah.
We only get any sort of visibility to these types of songs, Paulo, when you tell us to play them. So just tell us to play more songs and maybe the rest of the world will hear.
Yeah, well, don't mind if I do. Like I said, I enjoy bringing what I listen to, especially Italian music, like from a certain era, to the forefront, and you know, a lot of when I go to Italy, a lot of Italians that I speak to ask me, how do I know this music? How was I introduced to it? And I explain that's how I learned
language. And you explain to them that they're ageist, and then you give them a swift
kick
in the nuts.
I was
going to
go on lines with Paolo, grew up in 1960s Italy.
Also, I wish.
It's encyclopedias.
It would have been a hell of a time to grow up in that era. Yeah, 1960s Italy when... as if you follow... I don't know, Michael, if you follow on Twitter, the Years of Lead Twitter.
Okay.
How they make up, especially the Roma fans, and also lots and lots of fans, where they make memes that are
relevant to certain dates in the past.
Relevant to certain, like, especially when they make memes about the former prime minister Giulio Andreotti. That's another one that's fine that I find hilarious. But again, that's just my sense of humor and related to history. So again, the years of lead in Italy is literally surrounded by, you know, terrorist bombings, kidnappings, fall of governments. Anyway, it's a very interesting time, and I don't think it will be ever be replicated in history in the future. So but, yeah,
like for like probably good reasons, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, for good reasons, yes, because one would hope that the Italian Republic is now a stable democracy.
One would hope. Okay, Paul, a quick question. Name one Katy Perry song.
Interesting. Wait,
Paul was a time
wrecking
traveler.
Wrecking Ball.
No.
No, that was Madonna.
That's not
Chris.
No, I know who it is. Hannah Montana.
He's trying to get you. Anyways, what a fun time. Welcome to the podcast. What do we got? What do we got today? Is it going to be our last transfer show?
No.
We got one more. Yeah, two
one
weeks.
More week?
The third.
2 more weeks?
Yeah. The weekend of 13th, 14th, the first.
Right. But there is Copa this week.
There is?
Yeah.
And we can actually watch it in Canada.
Yes.
For the first time ever we can watch it this early.
Is it the first time?
That we can watch I wouldn't call it
Oh, yeah. Okay. Rounds, that's fair.
The earliest rounds of the
right.
Of the Coppa Italia.
Of the Coppa Italia. Yeah.
Okay. Do you know who sang that song, Michael?
Madonna.
Barry Manilow.
Okay. If you say so.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then if this is going to be another transfer show, let's get into those transfers. What do we got? What's most pressing? What should we start with?
Milan.
So one step closer, Chris?
It's one step closer, yes.
One step closer, but... 3 steps back.
That's the tattoo Paulo has. But no, I mean, finally, I think other than the Renato Sanchez saga, this has been probably the saga that's been dragged out the most, which is De Ketelaere, if I'm pronouncing it properly, from Bruges. And it's 35 million or 34 plus a couple of other bonuses, but he's doing his medical, I guess, kind of as we speak, maybe in a couple hours. So yeah, that finally went through. I think that's a big pickup for Milan. Not only is he talented, but he's young. He can play behind the striker, which is what Milan definitely need, but he can also play out wide. I don't think that's where he's effective, but it's an option there for Pioli as well. So about time that Milan brought somebody else in. It was obviously a very quiet transfer window up until that signing came through, and looking forward to seeing how he does. I'm assuming it'll take him 2 or 3 weeks before he's ready. I don't know if he'll play match day one, but good pickup. And again, following the trend with Maldini and who he brings in, which are younger players with a lot of upside.
Now, is Milan done? What else do they have up their, I guess, sleeve?
Yeah, they're talking about trying to bring in another center back. And then if they bring in another center back, then the reports are that Matteo Gabbia will go out on loan, which I think that's good for him. I think he needs to play. He's at that point in his development where he needs to go out, play a lot of minutes, and prove that he is a stable Serie A defender. He's not going to get those minutes staying at Milan, so that's the next one. And then there was another report today that, again, one step closer to Renato Sanchez, but again, that I'm not going to invest any of my time or energy into, because that's been going on since April, I feel like. So yeah, those are really the only big ones right now.
Okay, so since we're on the topic of Milan, so with the Ketelaere signing, they have a lot of attacking midfielders. So, like, Chris, can you name all of them?
I mean, the relevant ones will be De Ketelaere, Adli, and Brahim Diaz.
Okay, so it's three.
If you're talking specifically as center attacking mids.
Sure. And then on the wing, you have Macias, Leao, and Salamakers.
And Rebic.
And Rebic. So that's, what, eight players that could, in theory, play in all three of the positions, right? In theory.
Sure. I don't think Leao could play behind the striker, but I guess if you were desperate, he could.
Okay. So, you know, you probably know where this is going to, right?
It's probably some conspiracy theory, if I had to guess.
So one of those players most likely will have to be sold, right?
Perhaps the city.
Perhaps the city. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Michael, like, you know where I'm getting at?
I do. Paul, you and I are on the same page always.
So again, I mean, the city is also might sell. Was it Bernardo? I was thinking David Silva, but it's Bernardo Silva, right?
Yeah,
yeah, to Barcelona. So that opens up a position again in that attacking midfield area as well. And there has been earlier reports about Leao being of interest to City. So again, there's still 1 month left in the transfer window. And I think anything can happen. So, Chris, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's not going to happen. yeah, there's a lot of players there. I think Brahim Diaz is going to see a lot of the bench this year, if I'm being quite honest. Yassine Adli, from who Milan got from Bordeaux, he's looked very good. And I know it's only preseason, so I don't ever get too high or too low based on preseason games, but he's looked good. And then, yeah, I think if Macias, Salamakers, Rebic can offer decent play on the opposite wing from Leao, then I think that's fine. Adli will probably get some play as a winger as well. I don't see Leao going, at least not this summer.
Now, Chris, I want to ask, are they doing enough, having come off of a season where they won, obviously, are they doing enough to continue the growth and get better? I know they're a young squad, so that helps, I guess, in that sense, but are they doing enough to, again, reinforce and challenge next year again?
I mean, obviously, I feel like we'd always want our clubs to be doing more, but if I'm being realistic, I think they're doing just enough. I still would like another experienced center back, as I mentioned before, because we don't know if Kjaer is going to hold up, right. And then it kind of leaves you with Tomori and Kalulu, who I've very high expectations for.
They did well at the tail end of last year, right?
They did, yeah, they did, and they're both extremely young. Kalulu 21 and Tomori 24,
right?
So lots of room for growth there. Kjaer, again, as I just mentioned. So yeah, I know. I think they're doing enough. They brought in an established striker in Origi, so we're not relying on old man Ibra, and I like Giroud. I think he's going to be effective, but I don't think you want him as your only center forward. So I think they've done okay considering the financial situation they're in.
Fair. Paulo, any note you want to make on that financial situation before we move on, because we're going to move on, but I want to give you your bones here.
My bones. It's still unclear, people talking about Redbird, but like in theory, I don't think that sale has officially gone through. Again, there's the minority shareholders, I think it was like Blue Sky or something like that, are in the American court system looking to block the sale as well. So again, it's not clear cut as everyone thinks it is. Again, if Elliot probably still owned the club, well, they do still own it, but if they didn't make this sale, I definitely think that Milan would have had a better and a more efficient transfer market instead of waiting till August to again bring in their key marketing signing for the transfer market in their summer transfer market.
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah. I don't know what to add to that. I feel like that's, it is what it is. They have to, like, they're going through it, obviously. It's like Inter's problems as well. You know what I mean? Like, they have to get through
the tough part, which is, you know, for Inter, it's going to be refinancing or whatever the hell they have to do, right? Making sure they get all that money to pay off those loans. But, you know, it'll be, they obviously need to secure this before the start of the season. I mean, you would think, but actually, you know, technically they probably don't have to.
No, they don't, because Elliot still controls the club.
Yeah, right.
Redbird is buying the club from Elliot, and Elliot's still going to be a minority stakeholder. And
Elliot's going to give it to ET, am I right?
I didn't get that reference, but
I think the kid was named Elliot.
I see. and then Elliot is also loaning Redbird the money to buy the club from
exactly.
Elliot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, if that makes any sense to anyone, so Elliot still has a large foothold for that club. So, I mean, but again, it just doesn't make sense. Well, I know it makes sense. Sportingly, it doesn't make sense. Financially, Elliot is probably gaining like $1 billion plus on this sale. So, yeah. Mario?
Yeah, next White Claw is going to come in. Red Bird, Blue Sky. Come on.
Jesus Christ.
Let's move on. okay, let's go to who should we go to next? I guess
you touched on Inter a little bit.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, exactly. Let's go to
quickly switch gears.
Yeah.
So Inter's whole thing is they need to raise $60 million by June 2023. Net for, transfer profit
before they so they don't lose the club.
Yeah, basically sooning. But I think any Inter fan would be fine with sooning losing the club
at this point.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of purchases, nothing really on that front. They're finally moving on from Alexis Sanchez. That should be done tomorrow. Giving him a golden handshake, not the Alvaro Morata kind, though. So they're paying him a cut, basically to terminate his contract, and rumor to be signing with Marseille, who are in. Sorry, just to touch on Marseille, I saw they already want to sack Igor Tudor, who's only been there for a couple months, I think.
Why?
So yeah, I don't know. So Sanchez should be done tomorrow. That should be finalized on Tuesday, the 2nd, I believe. And then Pinamonti is the other rumored sale, but Inter still. This I genuinely don't understand. They still want to keep a buyback clause on him. At this point, just let him go. If it's going to get you more money, like I don't think Pinamonti is going to turn into a 25 goal scorer in Serie A. If he does, I mean, more power to him. But I really don't think he will. He's rumored to go to either Atalanta or Sassuolo, depending on who is sold first between Muriel and potentially Raspadori.
Okay.
The other main one, so Chelsea have been kicking tires on Denzel Dumfries. There was actually a rumor that they were offering $140 million for Milan Skriniar, Denzel Dumfries, and Cesare Cassidy. I find that very hard to believe, though, because they offered around 30 to 35 for Dumfries. Hmm. And I think the other one was 8 to 9 million for Cassidy. So I don't know who came up with that figure, but it's way off.
So effectively, they're saying 100 million for Skriniar.
Yeah, so I don't know who came up with that figure, but they're way off. so if Inter do sell Dumfries, which I think would be a terrible mistake to sell him before the World Cup, the rumors are they'd be looking at Destiny Udoji or Wilfred Sango to replace him. Udoji doesn't make sense because he's a left winger. Sango I wouldn't mind, but Sango and Belanova are two young guys on the right wing. And beyond that, Cassidy, there's rumors he's linked, I think it's Sassuolo, Sampdoria, and Torino, but Inter really want to keep a buyback clause on him. For those who don't know, he's basically Inter's version of Fabio Miretti. I think that's the best way I can describe it. Basically just young youth player with loads of potential.
Right.
So obviously they learned from their Zaniolo mistake, so they want to, they want to keep control of his rights. So the most recent one, Nico Skira tweeted earlier, Inter's looking to sell him for around, I think it's like 8 to 9 million in that range, but they want to keep a buyback clause for the next 3 seasons. So and we'll see what happens with that.
Wasn't there like a percentage too on a future sale?
There may have been. I didn't see that on the tweet from Sierra. It could have been from one of the other guys. Who knows? But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. From everything I've read, though, they want to keep control of him. So that's why, like, I think Chelsea, they basically told Chelsea if they want to buy him outright, it's like 20 to 25 million euros. So,
sorry, I made a mistake. That was from VT, which is another young player. Sorry, my mistake.
No worries.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's about it on the Inter front. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Yeah, I mean, they'll still need another center back to replace Ranocchio, which, again, I mentioned last episode. I still feel like it's going to be Acerbi. However, if they do sell Dumfries soon, I'd love to see them make a move for Marco Senesi from Feyenoord, but that's just me.
I mean, you mentioned Udoji, so you keep my Julian, you keep forgetting. Matteo Darmian is very versatile and can play on both sides of the field.
The guy who won Inter their Scudetto?
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah,
you're not wrong. And genuinely, if Inter sell Dumfries, I would be fine with a Gosens DeMarco left side and a Darmian Bellanova right side. But you would then need a left center back to cover for Bastoni. So.
Also Darmian. Just put him wherever you guys have a gap, Julian. He's the guy.
What if he gets hurt?
Then you put Darmian in again.
Well, you're screwed.
And then if he gets hurt, then you put in Limone.
But yeah, I think that's about it on the Inter front. Haven't really seen any news in terms of purchases. Obviously, that's only going to happen if they are forced to sell somebody, which... Who knows? They still might, but I know Inzaghi's actually come out and said, like, he does not want them to sell Skriniar or Dumfries at this stage.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's too late. The season starts in 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
Okay, you mentioned Atalanta and some possible sales they would have to make. So let's kind of pivot, not really to Atalanta, but to Juve and Atalanta.
Atalanta slash Sassuolo.
Yeah, slash Sassuolo. So, actually, and this works perfectly because we have Raspadori and still possibly Muriel, Paul?
Yeah, so Raspadori, I think the asking price is 40 million, but supposedly, from what the report's coming out, that Raspadori prefers Napoli to Juventus. So again, that leaves Muriel as a better option per se. But throw in the mix as well for this attacking midfielder or like vice Vlahovic position. You have Mertens as a free agent as well. So Morata is another one of the options. Muriel, Werner was another one. Then you have Martial from Manchester United. So there's about like 5 or 6 players on that list that could come in.
And that's changed since like last week. I know we were still talking about, I think, Werner and Morata, obviously, before.
Yeah.
I think Muriel was creeping in there, but I think newest on is Mertens. And that's such an interesting addition. I don't know that Juve do it, and I don't know that he wants to do that. I don't see the fit there as well as like as Muriel per se, but it's an interesting one nonetheless.
It is an interesting one. Again, personally, I don't mind it because I think Mertens is a clinical finisher,
and it's free. That's free, the best part.
Yeah, and like probably max 3.5 million per season as well.
Right.
Maybe 4. But realistically, I don't think it's going to happen. Michael, as you said as well, that player has Napoli in his blood. I don't think.
Did Quagliarella.
Yeah, but that's different though. That's a whole different.
He was chased out by a stalker.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's a sad story actually. But Mertens is different. I mean. Maybe he wanted to stay. Maybe it's a slap in the face to ADL if he does go to Juventus. But right. I really think he doesn't do it because of probably the respect that he has for the fans
and city, yeah,
and the city itself. So, I mean, De Laurentiis does not represent the fans, and you know, at the end of the day, Napoli have been cutting the wage bill, and it in terms of finance, they've been doing a good job. So,
listen, if talisman Gonzalo Higuain can move from Napoli to Juventus, then Mertens can.
Yeah, but Higuain's a mercenary.
Yeah, that's true.
He also went to Milan, like the other mercenary that's still on that fucking team.
Captain Bonucci.
Yeah,
Captain. I forgot Higuain went to Milan.
Yeah.
As we all should.
Yeah, but Chris will remind you that Bonucci was Milan's captain. So
yeah, Captain Bonucci. Okay.
Bonucci is your current.
I actually
captain,
saw that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, like how he's gonna play once he's got another defender. But anyway,
I saw that one goal where he tried to save the ball and slip between his legs. That popped up on my Instagram feed the other day. I had a good laugh.
I didn't see, but did you see the one where he tried to block it with his butt? I think he was successful. Actually, I think he did block it.
Okay, so speaking about center backs, there's Milinkovic, just in case Rugani leaves, because Rugani is a target for Empoli and Verona, who want him on loan. He's also a target for Galatasaray, who want to pay 10 million euros for him on a permanent transfer, or he ends up staying at Juventus. Michael, what do you think? Like, what of those three, what are the best options?
Out of Marantia, or Milinkovic?
So, I'm talking about Rugani. So Rugani.
Oh, for him specifically? Yeah, I thought you meant of the players.
Well, Milinkovic, if Rugani leaves.
Yeah,
but for Rugani, which of the options would you prefer?
For him?
Yeah,
I
well, not for him personally, but like just in general.
Oh, yeah, I guess again, I'd like to see Empoli probably just to reignite that dream that's dead. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean it's interesting. I don't think necessarily he needs to go out of Italy. I think he can probably, again, if he's playing regularly, I can see him being a solid piece. It's just, again, Juve, I don't know, he doesn't fit well. And he never has. I mean, they I feel like they tried and just never really got it together with him. So,
I mean, you call it the beta Juventus fan, I guess, would be cheering on a sale to Galatasaray. But Michael, as the Chad Juventus fans, we'll be cheering for a loan to Empoli, as you said, for the reasons that you mentioned, and also for the fact that yes, Milinkovic also comes in, and then most likely pushes Bonucci to the bench. Okay. And then with Rugani being on loan, he comes back to Juventus the following season, which forces Bonucci to retire.
You've played 40 chess here.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to play double advocate for you here. I don't rate Rugani. I think if you can get 10 million for him, I think sell him.
Yeah, see, an Inter fan would say that because you're used to sales to, pay off your loan.
Yeah, we don't need those stupid sales.
Yeah, I know. You guys just...
Those sales we need.
400 million whenever it's needed.
Exactly.
On our boats, on our yachts. Wait a second.
Wait, we're broke. Oh, wait, we can invest 300 million. Yeah, let's
do it. Yeah.
Oh, Michael, I wanted to bring this up because I thought it was hilarious as well. So I guess there was a lot of talk about Zaniolo, right, to going to Juventus.
Yes. Yeah.
There was a report from one of the Roman Twitter news that it was Daniele Verde from Spezia as the alternative.
Like, I don't get it. Why?
I don't get it either. Because he's a left-footed guy with a good shot.
Yeah.
Sure. I wanted to mention it because I thought that was just
Literally the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, that's just so...
Genuinely the only comparison.
Out there. It was, okay, so then another name we have to mention is Paredes for $20 million. I think it's gonna be a loan. I don't think they're gonna buy him out permanently this window. But again, it makes sense. Again, I never was a fan of Paredes, like from the outset. Never will be probably. But with Pogba most likely gone until the end of the year, let's be realistic here. Okay, he's done for the rest of the year. Anything?
Calendar year.
Anything earlier than that will be a miracle. But yeah, so getting another midfielder will be a good investment at this point. And if it's Paredes, so be it. I don't think there's any other options. And plus, at that point, if he does come in, most likely Arthur goes out on loan to Valencia.
Yeah, and I heard that was a lot closer. So it sounds like that is what's going to happen in terms of Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
You made note of Kostic, but is he going to West Ham?
So if he doesn't go, so Juventus asked for, I think Juventus and Inter too.
Yeah, correct.
So I think they asked, those two clubs asked for information to see how close it was and to see if there's an opening for them to swoop in before he goes to West Ham.
Inter trying to copy Juve's transfer plans.
Oh, I mean, that's what
he the one who was supposed to go to Lazio last year, but they got the email address wrong?
Yes. I'm pretty sure that was the one, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that meant... Michael, what do we call it again? The what league?
The Farmers League?
Exactly.
they can't use the internet?
Yeah.
Christ.
Okay.
That's an all-timer, though. They got 100%. The email wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't get more lower than that. I think that's it for Juventus. Yes.
Yeah, that sounds right. I guess we'll see if something else. I mean, the Rabiot situation might develop quickly, but it sounds like he's probably going to stay. I don't know. We'll see, though. The rumor was that he was also half out the door, but we'll see. Depends what his mom wants, I guess.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, my Apollo fell asleep.
God.
Okay, so we just kind of briefly touched on Empoli. Is there anything else on them?
Yeah, I mentioned VT earlier.
I think Parisi as well. Parisi was Empoli, right?
Yes. Yeah. Was that Ren or Nice again?
Nice.
Nice.
Hold on. I'll check Twitter.
Okay, well, you do that. So it was VT to Nice for, or Nizza in Italian, for 10 to 12 million euros, plus 3 million in bonus, and then and also a future sale, a percentage of the future sale.
So according to Nico Skira, Nice and Leeds are interested in Parisi.
Yeah. So, I mean... That's a good plus Valenza on VT as well. And then you get the percentage of the future sale, which guarantees something in the future as well, needs to be said. And that's where the Rugani rumor comes in. And I mean, with Rugani, you get a known quantity, right? With VT, there was still a question mark on whether he was going to pan out in the league. Going to Ligue 1, it depends on which level of farmer league you want to be in, right, Michael? it may be easier competition in Ligue 1. Maybe Donnarumma can can maybe counterpoint to that, but you know, Chris, right, Chris?
Screw that guy.
But yeah, that's pretty much Empoli. If we're still on smaller teams, Julian mentioned Pinamonti as well.
Yeah, Sassuolo.
Yeah, and also Giulio Maggiore from Spezia.
Okay. I was speaking of Sassuolo. I know last week we were talking about Lorenzo Luca from Pisa potentially going there. But I believe he's signed with Ajax, or if not, it's going to be soon.
Yeah, Ajax swooped.
I didn't see that one coming. I was kind of hoping for a Sassuolo move for him, but Ajax, I'm assuming, will be in Champions League, so that's a good move for him.
True.
Oh, there's one of there's a report of that, like, he's an Inter fan.
And... Luca?
No, there's an Inter reporter.
Oh.
Made a tweet about Luca going to Amsterdam, and he said that it wasn't the first time that an Italian would be looking through the windows, or like in the in the limelight in Amsterdam. I don't know if you get that reference, right? You know? Anyway. Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Red light district, for those who don't know.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So again, only an Inter reporter would say that type of smut. But anyway,
that's right, exactly.
Yeah.
Friggin Why snake. We love him.
Friggin' snake. Okay, so just quickly, why don't you go over Samp, and then we'll do Monza.
Okay. Actually, before that, Torino looks like they're going to get Miranchuk as well. I love how Juric essentially like tells his sporting director to go fuck off.
Hey, and, they're best friends though now.
Yeah, they're best friends now again somehow, and then now they're bringing in players. Like, was it Lazaro, Julian?
Oh, that was the other one I forgot to mention. Yeah, Torino. Yeah, loan with option to buy for Lazaro.
Yeah, and there was something else as well. I think it's Denang, Chris, a Belgian defender, center back.
Denier.
Denier, thank you.
Yeah,
that's another one. So they're starting bringing in players at a faster rate because again, 2 weeks before the season start, and they haven't really properly placed Bremer, so that's important to note.
Mm-hmm.
So you said Samp, right?
Yeah, Samp. Let's go Samp.
Yeah. So Juric is coming in as a free agent.
Mm.
Villar, I think it's a good signing. Yeah. I'm surprised nobody else is on him. Like, agreed. He always kind of impressed at Sassuolo.
Yeah,
he's young, isn't he?
Yeah,
I feel like he's 26, 27.
Yeah, though. I feel like I'll look up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but and he also, remember, he played for Samp earlier in his career, under Giampaolo as well, if I'm not mistaken. And it was under the first Giampaolo spell at Sampdoria. So he goes back to Samp with Giampaolo as well. And then Villar on loan to Samp with an option to buy for 10 million. And then some outgoing transfers at Samp. Brentford want Damsgaard. They offered 14 million, but Samp want 20 to 25 million. So Damsgaard, as we all know, was one of those Danish players that played well at the Euros in the summer. Last summer, I should say. And again, if they monetize him, I think they would do a good job as well. And that would pretty much fund the rest of their transfer window if they sell him.
And he's 30, Juric.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
So, yes, he's young, Julian.
Just like we're young.
Exactly.
Okay, let's see what we got here. Lazio.
Yeah.
Emerson Palmieri might go to...
Any relation to Tancredi?
I doubt it. I highly doubt it.
There is no time.
There is no time to relax to take an espresso for Juventus.
Actually, this is espressino.
Not the espresso. Was it the Nutella on the side of the cup?
I think so, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. I think anything else for Lazio? You see anything else?
I didn't see anything. I'm sure we'll get something soon.
Yeah, sure, but they still need a goalkeeper. Did they bring in a goalkeeper yet, Chris?
Didn't they sign a Spanish guy?
That was confirmed.
That I don't know.
Was it Maximiliano or something like that?
Yeah, then they also, they were looking at Provedel as well.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the other one. Spezia, Dragovski to Spezia.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, that's a good move for Spezia as well. Very good move.
Sorry, that just kind
of, I was going to say earlier, just speaking of Rugani, because you guys kept mentioning Empoli, but his best season at Empoli was with Sarri as his manager. So I don't think that's been reported at all, but I would like to see Rugani reunited with Sarri, because again, we've been talking about how Sarri, you know, needs players that suit his style. So obviously Rugani would fit that bill, and I think it'd be a good fit both ways, but I don't think that will happen.
Right, Julian, you being Chris just reminded me of Vecino to Lazio.
Yeah,
I just saw that as well. I think, like, with consistent minutes, I think he could be a solid player.
Vecino, that is.
Yeah. Just at Inter, he's not good enough to start, and then I think kind of when you're, especially the way Inzaghi played, like he'd get what, 10 minutes here, 20 minutes there, like that's not. For any player, that's not enough. So, I think with consistent minutes, you could do well for Lazio.
So, also of note, and I'm not sure how likely any of the stuff is, but they're saying that Sergei Milinkovic-Savic might, again, still be on the out. So, who knows? I think I also saw that like United might be interested, but I don't know.
Guys had one foot out the door for the past like 5 years.
Yeah.
So
I know Juve, they were saying Juve were going to be back in on him after Pogba's injury was confirmed, whatever. And that's what's happened this week, where Pogba's going to know realistically what surgery he needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
So if it is long-term, again, maybe they do, maybe they splash some money, but again, it's going to be like 60 million, I think, mm-hmm. is what the price tag is, which again, not that he's not worth money. It's just, yeah, I'm not sure if that's... Because how old is he?
28, 29.
I feel like, yeah, like close to 30, I would think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's 27. So, I mean, again, it's not like he's definitely not old. He's not in his 30s, right? But... yeah, I mean, I could see that 60 million is not a bad price. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. Again, United want to spend it too if they need it, but we'll see.
Sorry, just to kind of touch back. I did check. Maximiano is his name. But yeah, that's been confirmed for Lazio for a new keeper.
Okay.
From which club?
Hold on. I just had it. One of the Spanish clubs, Granada. Luis Maximiano on a permanent deal from Granada for 10 million. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. So replaces both Pepe Reina and Stakosha. So, I mean, I think Pepe Reina was finished, quite frankly. Stakosha, I always thought was a little hard done by Lazio, but.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about goalkeepers, where did Golini land? I know he was at Spurs.
So he's back.
Yeah.
So he's still just at Atalanta then?
Yeah.
With one Musso there.
Yeah. Yeah, but Musso had an absolute ass of a season last
year. He did.
So, again, I think competition there will be important.
Mm-hmm. So.
But didn't he just get loaned?
To where?
I feel like he got loaned out.
Oh, wait a minute. Did he go to Fiorentina?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Fiorentina, yeah. He did. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. 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 That's right.
Golini.
Yeah.
Golini.
Okay. Yeah. That's why good I had call, it in the Michael. Back
yeah. Then. Yeah.
That's why they sold Dzhokovsky to Spezia. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. I always rated Dzhokovsky very, like, quite high. I don't know what happened to him.
He had a bad injury. I think he had a knee injury. And for some reason, they would rather play Terracciano, who I think is absolute ass as well. Instead of Dzhokovsky. So I don't know where it went wrong, but again, Dzhokovsky going to Spezia, great start or a great opportunity to launch his career again. And now that you reminded me, Michael, that Golini went to Fiorentina, he's obviously going to be the starter because Terracciano is not a not a 30 viable. Game viable starter for, you know, 38 games. So. Yeah.
Okay, let's pivot then further here. So we only have a couple more to go. Quickly do Napoli first.
Yeah.
And then we'll do Monza, and then we'll end with Roma.
Okay, so as I mentioned earlier, Raspberry prefers Napoli. And then there is an update on their goalkeeping situation. So they're looking at Chelsea's Kepa. I'm not going to pronounce the last name. But it's a loan deal, like a dry loan. Okay, dry loan. So that means loan with no option to buy. And there's a snag on the bonuses. So Chelsea want 3 million total in bonuses. So 1.5 million on Napoli making the round of 16 this season. And Napoli finishing in the top four in Serie A, mm-hmm. so in the league, so 2 times 1.5 million. But Napoli only want to offer a total of 1.5 million for both. So I think they offered the tweaked deal or offer was 1 million on the Champions League to make the round of 16. And 500,000 to make top four in Serie A. So we'll see if they can find an agreement on the bonuses. But they did find an agreement on the payment structure for the salary. So again, once they solve the bonus question, I think that's going to go through. And as we said last week, I believe it was, that if they sign Kepa, that means that Mred is going to be the backup this season. Because again, probably Spalletti doesn't trust him, the fact that he can't play with his feet. So,
speaking of Meret, I thought I read that they have basically a contract ready to go for him to sign, but him and his agent are waiting to see who Napoli bring in as another goalkeeper before they sign. So I wonder if maybe Kepa coming in on loan is enough for him to want to extend, but I wonder if maybe he's holding out because if a good keeper comes in and signs a 3 or 4 year deal, he doesn't want to be, you know, his backup for the, you know, X number of years. So,
right.
I think it was Meta. I read that about, it might be another Serie A goalkeeper. I should have.
No, it was, I saw that as well. It was, okay. It was Meret, but yeah. So if it's only, again, a dry loan for Kepa, then he signs that in my opinion, he signs that deal because there's no option to buy. Eventually next season, Meret probably moves in unless they do find another viable solution for a long-term starter at Napoli. But I think this season of having another good player as a second option, for me, it's a sign that Meret has to improve. And the fact that Spalletti played him as a midfielder in training is a sign that he has to improve with his feet.
Before we move on from Napoli, I think I want to discuss this, even though it's not going to happen, but it happened this week where people were talking about it, how Ronaldo was supposed to go. So, Paulo, just briefly touch on that.
Okay, so I think it came out, was it from Spain? That report?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, so Ronaldo has been looking, or I don't know, was or is still, but was looking to get a way out from United. And Napoli essentially is the only club that was willing to look at Adam because of the fact that he is in the Champions League. Everyone else who can afford him or may afford him is not in the Champions League, and Napoli is. And I think what was the line, Michael? Was the fact that they will turn him into the next Maradona or treat him like treat him like Maradona? Or something
he could
like
come
that.
Back. He could be their next Maradona.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways,
yeah. Again, that's another. Again, we like to bring up hilarious transfer rumors.
Yes,
because it makes us laugh, and it should make everyone else laugh.
Speaking of, what a great transition. Speaking of, let's go to Monza.
That's the one I was waiting for.
So Icardi to Matzo.
Icardi.
And then Maxi Lopez to Cremonese. Sign me up.
So PSG are willing. So again, PSG probably put him on the transfer list. Like they want him out. And they're willing to pay a part of his wages to facilitate the move to Monza. And also the fact that no one else wants to sign him. So he has no choice but to go to Monza.
That's the best.
Yeah, that's also the best. That's also the best part of the whole situation, that no one else wants them. Maybe if he didn't have his wife as his agent. But anyway. But also the funniest part is, again, imagine the whole situation where you have Berlusconi, just we all know his reputation, and then joining or having Icardi join his club with his reputation as well. I mean, like, it's going to be like watching a series with the Kardashians or something like that, some reality show. Like, they should do, like, All or Nothing Monza edition. I would pay to watch that. Like,
they're going to be trading trade secrets here.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
God. Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to this season so much if that happens.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I mean, either way, I think there's been a lot of interesting additions and subtractions. So it'll be an interesting season regardless. Speaking of interesting addition. So let's go to Roma to close it off here.
Okay, so let's talk about
Shomurodov.
So
Mr. S for you.
Mr. Yeah. S.
So a low move to Bologna with an option to buy for 9 million euros. So that opens up a striker position, which could be filled by Belotti. So I guess the two real offers that he has on the table are the 3 million per year from Roma or the 10 million per year from Toronto. According to the MLS sources, that he's most likely going to choose the 10 million from Toronto. But Michael, as we were discussing with the group, this is where I believe the Mourinho effect may have some sway.
If the Mourinho effect had a sound effect, what would it sound like, Paulo?
All for one.
No, that would be Toronto.
That's CFC's slogan, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
CFC. Yeah. No, but just
all for one.
Yeah, that.
There you go.
I don't know, Michael.
All for one.
Who did that?
One, yeah. True, free.
Listen, as much as we rag on him, I actually got to say, I love seeing him getting fully involved with Toronto Sports.
Oh, 100%.
He's at the Jays game.
Yeah, you can tell he's enjoying it, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he's on vacation.
Hey, he had a hell of an assist in that one game.
That was such a nice assist.
Yeah.
Great ball.
So, I mean, yeah, of course he's enjoying himself. He's getting paid almost 10 million per season to play in, like, the non-Farmers League. What did he call it? He said it was close to the Premier League. I'm like, are you fucking sick? We all rip on the Premier League on this show.
No, he said physically. He said tactically they're very far behind Serie A, but then he said physically MLS is similar or close to the Premier League.
Anyway, I'm not going to even dignify that with a response. Okay, let's move on.
Hey, now why Matic struggled in the Prem, but will be a good midfielder for Roma.
Mm.
Interesting. Okay, thank you for bringing me on track, Julian. back to Roma's midfield. So Wijnaldum is an option as well. Gini Wijnaldum. So Roma's still negotiating with PSG for a loan, but then and also splitting the salary. So that's where the snag is as well. It's how much is Roma willing to pay for the salary as well. So I think the difference is 1 million that they're haggling about. So that is getting closer as well. Okay, yeah. So I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah. So, speaking about MLS, now that you mentioned it, I was in Montreal again this weekend.
Oh, yes.
And we went to go see...
Gender Reveal.
Honestly, I was smoked out. Like, I was actually dying. I was really close to that. And, I had to, get down low to the ground so I can get some air when they did that.
For those who aren't sure what we're talking about, posted a video on our Twitter as well, and it was again behind the smoke screen that went off to intimidate, I assume, Paulo.
I think they always release a smoke bomb around the 80th minute. I don't know. I think that's what their supporter section does. Intimidate. That's what they do. It also in Europe, Michael. So. It's just like a normal supporter.
It's a normal thing to do.
Yeah, exactly. And
sure.
So they did that. I was getting into the spirit of the chanting and the singing. So that was fun. The game itself was poor. Montreal honestly should have won that game. They had the better chances throughout the game. But also it was a very emotional affair too. I think. Before the game, Montreal marked a moment of silence for their assistant coach passing away as well from cancer. So very emotional game as well. It was another good experience at watching a Montreal CF Montreal game, and hopefully I get another chance to go this summer.
Did I interest you in a Toronto FC game in the summer in Toronto?
No. No, because I guarantee you the tickets are going to be inflated because of the fact that they bought the Italians.
No.
Oh, come on. Don't give me that. Yes, they are. But come on. Let's be realistic here.
You get a ticket. You can get a ticket to TFC game for the price of a can of soda.
Yeah, sure. maybe you can go. I think they're playing Montreal Labor Day weekend in Toronto. So why not, that maybe you'd be interested in going to seeing that.
I would be. If you want to go, we'll go.
When does the MLS season end?
Should be done soon. They're coming down towards the last few games here. I want to say last four
also,
or five games.
Okay. So I guess I understand that the Italians just arrived. The season they only played maybe 3-4 games max, but man, Toronto are fucking terrible. Like they're bad. I'm not even interested to go see Toronto if they didn't have the Italians. So,
but they do.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll expect a full brief after Labor Day weekend.
Listen,
I won't
stay in that. If you want to go down and spend less than 24 hours in that city, I'll consider it.
As long as the clock doesn't hit midnight.
Yeah, after the game's done, we're driving back back home.
So if we're in Belleville by the 24 hour mark, that's fine.
That's even worse, but anyway.
You can go to the Senators.
Yeah. See? Okay, I think that's it for our show then. We got through it all.
So?
Yay.
Yay.
I can't wait. There's still, I guess, another 2 weeks, but obviously now with Copa coming up next weekend, that'll be exciting, but it's soon. It honestly is. It's creeping up on us.
We mentioned at the top of the show that the Coppa Italia is going to be shown in Canada.
Yeah.
So it's on Fubo. They have some games, but I don't think all of them are being shown. So I feel bad for that Udinese fan on Twitter, the one from Toronto. She won't be able to watch Udinese on Fubo. So we'll see.
Sad.
That's the football.
Yeah, but all the Palermo fans and Cosenza fans can rejoice.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of Calabresi in Toronto, so that makes total sense.
All right. So, for those who, again, aren't familiar, that's Fubo. So it's like it's an online streamer. Fubo, they carry obviously the Serie A games and yeah, Coppa Italia as well. They don't carry the Champions League though.
No.
So they only
Weirdly enough, they somehow snuck in one qualifier. They have Benfica versus Midtjylland.
Oddly,
because they have Benfica TV.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. 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 There you go.
Sneaky bastards.
Yeah. So they have Serie A and the Prem and Coppa Italia, but Champions League, Europa League.
Still,
whatever zone. Conference League game they'll show with DAZN. Okay.
And also on DAZN, or DAZN as I like to call it, we'll have the internationals as well, like international qualifiers.
The Ottawa internationals?
No.
Jonathan David Youth Club Ottawa International?
What?
So just think international competitions, think DAZN and league. League and cup, or league cups, or league competitions, domestic competitions. Football.
Cats de Fubo.
Exactly.
Cats de Fubo. That's it.
Okay.
We can have one thing, Michael, before you wrap up. We can have an entire show on TV, right? So,
we could. We could. Yeah, we absolutely could.
Yeah, we're very passionate about TV rights on the show.
Yeah. So are Barcelona in general.
They were.
Now it's up in the air for 25 years.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Do we really have to end this show?
Yeah, we do, Paul. We do. Yeah. Do you have anything? Yeah. Do you have anything you want to add?
Other than TV rights, no.
Yeah. Okay. Giuliano.
No, I think I'm good.
Just the Forza Juve.
Forza Inter, they play, who do they play? Villarreal, I think, in their last friendly on the weekend.
Oh.
I think so. Villarreal.
Is that Gattuso?
Yeah, I always get those two.
Yes.
No, it's Valencia.
Is it? Oh, no, Valencia.
Oh, he's Valencia. I always right.
Villarreal is. He could be Gattuso, but I think it's Villarreal, but I always get those two.
Teams. Yeah.
That reminds
me. That's in Pescara. That's the one in Pescara, Paulo.
Ah, damn. That reminds me, Juventus got their ass kicked against Real Madrid.
Well, 2-0.
Yeah, I did mean.
And Allegri left grinning like an idiot.
All I'll tell you, Paulo.
Yeah.
Nothing. The year the Detroit Lions went 0-16, they went 4-0 in the preseason.
Yeah.
Ambition games mean nothing.
I get
not
that.
Mean
no-
I shouldn't say that. Not mean nothing, but results mean nothing.
I get that, but some of the performances I didn't appreciate. Like, again, for me, Alexandro is
washed for sure.
Yeah, well, in English they say washed. In Italian they say boiled. So, yeah. We're going.
Yeah. Okay, Chris.
No, nothing for me. Just I say you buy those TFC tickets, Mike, and then just hope Paulo shows up.
We could, September, if we wait another month, maybe soccer will be over, but we can go see October baseball.
Yes.
There we go. I'll see you at the World Series.
Series.
That's
World
it,
Series.
Baby. Yep. The only thing I want to add is Como in Serie B signed. Fabregas. So that's exciting.
I still want to hear the story. Like, why Como?
I mean, so he can live in Como.
I think it's nice.
That's the only reason I can think of.
I think he ended up like part of his contract is he's buying shares in Como.
Okay. Yeah. Because it was there or MLS, right? I think that's what I heard.
Probably. Makes sense.
Oh, speaking of Como, I know we're wrapping up here. There's a three-part series on DAZN on Como. Now, it's a couple years old now, but when the Americans bought it.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyways, it's I feel like each episode's an hour or so. It's a good watch.
All right.
That's it. That's all.
Okay. Then let's we'll close up the show then. Again, we have not this weekend, but next weekend. That's the best way to look at it.
13th, 14th.
Yeah, which is next Saturday, Sunday.
Wow. 2 weeks from now.
No, less.
10 days.
Yes. Yes. 10-ish days.
Yeah.
Since the 13th, you said, right? Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Anywho, soon. Not this weekend, but next weekend. That makes it sound imminent, so that's exciting. So stay tuned, obviously, for next week's episode. I think we'll probably obviously have some more transfer stuff. We'll try and keep a lot of the stuff we've already talked about out of it, but we'll maybe have a little bit of a preview for what's to come in the following weeks. So, we're about to get locked and loaded for the new season. So make sure you're following us on our socials. So at RTW Calcio on both Instagram and Twitter. That way you can keep up with us and what we're chatting about. And you can see more gender reveals. That's the best way I can advertise it. Okay, I think that's it, guys. Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, and we will see you all next time. All right. Ciao. Bye.